AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House's President Trump's hand-picked board has voted to rename Washington's premier performing arts center, the Kennedy Center, as the Trump Kennedy Center. The Trump administration is proposing sweeping new restrictions that could effectively ban gender-affirming care for minors. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's the latest crackdown on transgender Americans. The new proposals include cutting off federal Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals providing such care to children and prohibiting federal Medicaid dollars from being used to fund procedures Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says rob kids of their futures.
This is not medicine, it is malpractice.
The approach contradicts the recommendations of most major U.S. medical organizations. The proposals are not final or legally binding, but will likely further intimidate healthcare providers from offering gender-affirming care to children. Many hospitals have already stopped. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Near Boston, Brian Walsh was sentenced to life in prison.
Your acts in dismembering your wife's body and disposing of her remains in multiple area dumpsters can only be described as barbaric and incomprehensible.
He was convicted of murdering his wife, whose body has never been found. He also pleaded guilty separately to misleading police and illegally disposing of a body. At least 14 state-run programs in Minnesota have been flagged for fraud, according to a federal prosecutor. He announced new charges in several schemes. A business jet crashed at a regional airport in North Carolina near Charlotte, used by NASCAR teams and Fortune 500 companies, erupting in a large fire, killing multiple people. An exact number is not known. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration is selling a massive defense package to Taiwan.
The sale announced late Wednesday includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. And that has angered China, which has been ratcheting up its aggressiveness toward Taiwan. China's foreign ministry says the sale seriously violates the One China policy. A spokesman says it gravely harms China's sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity, severely undermines the stability of the Taiwan Straits, and sends a wrong signal to Taiwan independent separatist forces. China firmly opposes this and strongly condemns it. Under federal law, the U.S. is obligated to aid Taiwan with its self-defense. China has vowed to take Taiwan by force if necessary. I'm Donna Warder.
The parent company of President Trump's Truth social media platform announced it is merging with a fusion power company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.